Praise the Lord, brother.
Praise the Lord.
We're broadcasting live here from Birmingham, Alabama. This the 21st day of September in the year of our Lord, 2017. Mm. And we welcome you to Discussing the Truth broadcast.
Amen.
I'm your announcer, Antonio Green. Our host for this broadcast, Pastor James A. Dansby. Our co-host is Minister Kevin Pierce. We have Minister Milton Dudley as well. Mm-hmm. And it's our prayer that God the Father, through Jesus Christ, his Son, by the power of the Holy Spirit, will speak truth to your hearts, Pastor Dansby.
Praise God. God bless you, Tony.
Amen.
Good to see you guys. Good to be here. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. We just thank God for another opportunity to come to, praise God, discuss his truth, a truth that is the only truth that is in the world.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And, you know, I thank God that we're determined as Christians, first of all, ministers and teachers, to stand firmly on God's word.
Amen.
Amen.
Regardless of what the world may do, regardless of what the world may say, as for me and my house,
amen.
We shall. I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm going to stand on God's word. No matter how we're ridiculed or how we are looked upon as being imbeciles or, you know, low IQ people or whatever the case might be, God's word is true. Let God be true. Let every man be a liar. That's what the Bible says. And I believe the Bible, brother.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
I believe God's word. We're going to ask Minister Milton Dudley, ask God's blessing upon the broadcast today.
Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you right now.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for truth, most of all.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Amen. Father, we thank you for being the true and living God.
Yes,
and Father,
Lord,
we pray for this broadcast ministry, and we pray for these brothers here, and we pray for every listening ear out there.
Bless us,
Father,
Lord.
Father, we pray that their eyes and their heart and ears be open to receive the truth.
Yes, Father.
And Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. Praise God. God is speaking today, gentlemen.
Amen.
Calamity on every hand, storms, tornadoes, fires,
earthquakes,
wars and rumors of wars.
Oh, boy.
How can you not know that God is reaching out to his people to try to bring us in line with his word? Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. But yet and still many refuse to hear. Is that right?
Amen.
But we're still discussing evolution versus creation, brother. We still believe that the demise of our society today can all be traced back to the evolutionary
mentality.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Right. Amen.
All of our problems, I think, can be traced back to that point where when the mass media, mass communications and printing presses and all that came to be, and people like Darwin and all of them was able to harness these mechanisms to and use them to reach the masses of the people to cast doubt and of there being a God, a creator God. And, you know, it seemed to just have taken off, you know, but and running like wildfire, you know. So many people don't want to accept God as being the creator and Jesus Christ as being the Savior whom the Father has sent to redeem us.
Amen. Amen.
But we believe that. Amen.
Absolutely. Yeah, we do.
Praise God. We believe that until we accept God for who he is and accept responsibility to heed and to listen to the word of God, we're going to have problems and more problems. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
I think for the most part, We need to remember that the main reason why the devil, Satan, and his cohorts want to cast doubt as to the Creator God is that it alleviates them from responsibility.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Don't want to be responsible. Jesus said, "Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not
things?" That's right.
If you're going to acknowledge God as Creator, Jesus as Lord and as God, you're going to have to be responsible.
Amen.
Amen.
Why call you me Lord, Lord?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Well, if I'm going to be your Lord, if you're going to acknowledge me as being God and Creator,
okay,
then you're going to have to
walk
and talk and do.
Amen. Amen. Well, Pastor, you know, that a lot of people in our society today and probably a lot of people that we know as individuals have no problem with the Savior part of that.
Okay.
With the Savior part of that. But what they don't understand, see, Jesus is the Savior whether you accept him or not.
Amen.
That work has been done.
Yes.
The Savior part is automatic.
Good. Amen.
You know, it's the Lord part, the being Lord over your life. In other words, dictate how how you act, how you treat people.
Okay.
How do you respond to certain situations? That's the thing that most people have a problem with.
Okay. You mean even the ones that acknowledge him as being Lord, they still have, as being God, they have problem with the Lord problem.
Yeah,
part.
But they don't understand. That's not enough.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Not going to be enough. Okay, yeah, I realize Jesus died for my sins.
Okay. That's not enough.
Right. The Lord over your life. Okay. He came to save us from our sin.
Okay. Man, that's
King
good.
Of kings, Lord of lords.
Absolutely.
That's
Amen.
Good because Kevin, if you think about it, he's right. As far as the Savior part, who else is claiming to be a Savior? No, really. You turn the light on, man. Who else is really, even in all these other false doctrines, who else is claiming to be the Savior?
No
one. So the Savior is like a one lane. Even in false religions, nobody else is claiming that.
Nobody.
But Jesus asked the question, and I see why he asked it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why do you call me Lord, Lord? And then he described what being Lord is. You're not doing my will.
Right.
Why are you calling me that?
Right.
You're not obeying.
Yes. Why are you calling me that? But yet you're not obeying my word. So he describes what being Lord over your life means.
Yes, right. So the evolutionists, that crowd, want to alleviate and push God completely out of the picture so people can do what they want to do. Is that right?
That's
absolutely
right.
Okay.
Pastor, they do that thinking they have an excuse. But we know the truth don't depend on whether you obey it or not.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's
okay.
It's still
true.
Okay.
It's still the truth. You're just going to pay in the end. And that's the sad part.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the truth going to always be there.
That's right.
Always
and like
be there.
Bill said, it's on trial.
It's on trial. Yeah.
It's on trial.
And so he said, how can two walk together except they agree?
That's
Amen.
Right.
See, you got to be in agreement with this walk and this talk.
That's right.
Because people watching.
Okay. Amen.
And that's why, you know, Christians are getting a bad rap because so many false so-called Christians out there.
Very true.
Claiming to be Christians.
Yes, but yet they're not obeying the Lord or walking according to God's
according to his word.
That's how crafty Satan is, like Pastor was saying.
That's
with evolution, though.
Yes.
Because if I can put in question the creation as you as a creator, then that just erases the Lordship all out because I'm not accountable to you.
That's right.
You
that's
see
right.
what I'm saying?
That's right.
Didn't nobody create you.
Yeah, erasing the creation part of the Bible of history means that I'm not open to your lordship. Why should I be?
Okay.
Amen.
Who are you to me?
Amen.
Okay.
The Bible said that when sin entered the picture, entered the world, it seared our conscience, right?
That's right.
To a certain extent. So now the evolution crowd is resealing it all over again.
Pushing
them
all
out.
That's right.
So they people feel like they can do anything they want to do.
Right.
And without any repercussions whatsoever.
When you look at it, though, just from a logical standpoint, what you're saying is that you believe that life came from non-life.
Amen.
From non-life and then developed its own system of morality.
Okay, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Well, brother, I'm gonna tell you something. That's weird, ain't it?
That's really weird.
I see where Pastor coming from as far as hardening our hearts because evolution, if nothing else, is giving us the power to articulate how to stand against God or how to reason against God. This evolution mentality in our media, in class, is nothing. But empowering those, making them harder against the truth, to reason against the truth.
Right. And in that group are some very affluent and very wealthy people, which they feel empowered because I'm on the side of the wealthy, the powerful people.
Worldly power.
And y'all Christians, most of y'all ain't got nothing. Yeah,
Who are you to tell me?
Okay. In other words, this mentality is also a sign of status.
Right.
A status. You are so primitive.
That's good. That's right.
What's your Christian thinking, Brother Milt? How can you think? Times are different now.
You're stuck in the stone.
Yes.
Yes.
We have, you know, our minds have expanded, and you have that type of thinking.
You know, that's why the enemy is so subtle.
It shows status.
Yeah. And you know, he's always been an imitator.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
And see,
oh, yes.
We got to. Yeah, a pervert. and we got to look at, you know, see, he started with our kids early, too,
mm-hmm.
with this evolution stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I mean, they started very early.
Oh, yeah. You know, kindergarten.
And the word of God was like that with us when we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
Our
mm-hmm.
parents and grandparents started early.
So
teaching us early.
The
enemy has came in with that same
with
mentality
something
with
mm-hmm.
something else. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, but like Minister Pierce just said, though, we think about it, this evolution thing, because one of the arguments that the great scientists and all the great scholars use now is that mm-hmm. science hadn't developed to where it is today. We didn't know when the Bible was written.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know a lot of things that they know today.
That's true.
That just shows
so
that
we can
lack
excuse
of
that ignorance.
Right.
Now.
But that shows yeah. that lack of mm-hmm. understanding of the Bible. If
mm-hmm.
you, when
mm-hmm.
you dig in the Bible, God will reveal some things about, like when he said that the life is in the blood.
Right, right.
You know,
okay,
once
right.
the human mind figured out what that meant, they were able to save many lives and have been ever since.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Okay. Ever since. Okay. Just by doing stuff like washing your hands, doing surgery.
Yeah.
Simple things like that.
Yeah. Yes. But you know, last week we said all boils down to the question: who do you say?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jesus asked the question. First, he said, "Who do men say?"
Okay. Okay.
We just discussed that.
Who do men say that? but actually, men don't stand before God. It's individuals.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Who do you say? Christ said, that I am, you know? And that's the question that's going to determine whether or not we spend eternity in the presence of God, mm-hmm. enjoying the presence of God, or whether we spend eternity in the perpetrator, in the one that has raised this ruckus, this evolutionary mm-hmm. theories.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's the devil himself. In hell. It's all come down to that, you know. Mm-hmm. But last week, we were looking at the fact that Jesus Christ, he is God.
He is the
creator.
Amen. Amen.
And who do you say he is, you know? And
mm-hmm.
that's the question that every one of us going to have to answer. I've already answered it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He's my Lord. He's my Savior. He's my God. He's my everything.
And I'm glad about it.
Praise God. And not ashamed of it.
And see, he put the tools mm-hmm. as a personal thing.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, I don't care where you're at, who you're with, how many you're with. He put it to you personal, and then as you as a true believer,
mm-hmm.
you got to speak it and stand out.
That's
on
right.
it.
You right.
And like Thomas said,
amen.
He's
right.
my Lord
right.
and my
right.
God.
Right.
I know that for
brother,
a fact,
brother Kevin. When you stand before God,
mm-hmm.
ain't no sense in you telling the Lord, "Let me call my preacher." your preacher can't stand with you.
Because in that scripture you said last week, he called Peter out.
That's right.
Yeah.
He was with a group of people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he said, Peter, who do you?
Who do you?
Yeah. You.
He
personally.
Asked them collectively
personally.
First. But, and then it was a one-on-one question.
One-on-one. Sure. And we found out that it has to be a revelation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was the second part of it.
To
that.
Understand mm-hmm. who Jesus really is.
Mm-hmm.
God himself, through the power of the Holy Spirit, will have to
amen.
Enlighten us, illuminate us.
Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah. Mm-hmm.
Flesh and blood has not revealed it unto you, but my Father,
mm-hmm.
which is in heaven.
That's the only way.
And we looked at scripture last week. We looked at the fact that Jesus is eternal. We looked at these attributes that Jesus mm-hmm. have that pinpointedly tells us that he is God.
Okay.
Amen.
That's it.
We looked at the fact that he's eternal. He's mm-hmm. self-existent. Everywhere presence, and we looked at the fact that he's all knowing.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
praise God, we looked at that fish down in
the money fish.
That quarter in
the mouth. Oh, praise God.
Oh,
the
man.
Tax fish.
Who could pull that off? But
money fish.
I mean, what's the chances of me prophesying of something like this and then the fish come up?
Yeah.
What's the odds of that?
With exactly 86 cents in the mouth.
Come on, y'all.
Saying it and then it happened.
Yeah,
right. Not just saying it, but saying it did.
It happened. Did it happen?
The Bible.
That's why virgin shall conceive.
That's why the Bible says, when it comes to the word of God, it's so simple that a fool should not err.
That's right.
Okay.
Is that simple?
Right. Is that right. simple?
But it's simple when you ain't been bewitched.
Okay.
We got an audience of people in the world today. They've been bewitched. or as the television comedian said, bamboozle.
That's right. Hoodwinked.
Amen. All those descriptive terms. In other words, something supernatural in a negative way has happened to them. Food. The Bible said the word of God is so simple. Who in the world could do those kind of things but God himself?
That's right.
Things that Jesus did, that he told, that he said he would do when he comes, you know? And we also look at the fact that he's, he's all powerful. I don't think we looked at that. Let's look at the fact that Jesus is all powerful. He has power over nature. Now, Kenneth Copeland said he does have power over nature.
He did say
and
that.
And he has given him that power.
That's right. That's right.
I just wish, he said he could, he said when he want to get in his airplane to go somewhere.
That's what he said.
And the storm is overhead. Oh, man, he'll tell that storm, dude, go away.
That's what he said.
Get back. I wish he had went down there in San Juan.
That's right. That's right.
I wish he had.
Puerto Rico. Right. Yeah.
Does that.
Ain't he out west somewhere? What was he when Harvey came through Texas?
I don't know, but if I was him, I'd been hiding somewhere. After making such statements as the fact that you can speak to the storm and quell them, they people want to know, why don't you stop?
Why won't you stop?
I mean, all these people dying and losing their property. You got five. He's worth $500 million. The poll says. Why didn't he just do something to help these people? You know. But the scripture tells us that Jesus is God because He is all powerful. He's powerful. He has power over nature. Is that right?
Okay.
And in scripture, you know, Luke 8:23. If you look down right quickly, we look at that. It says, "But as they sailed, he fell asleep, and there came down a storm, wind in the lake." And they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, "Master, Master, we perish." Mm-hmm. He rose. He rebuked the wind.
Okay.
The raging waters, they ceased. And there was a calm.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to them, "Where is your faith?" They being afraid, one to say to one another, "What manner?" That's what I'd ask too.
That's right. What else can you say?
Who is this guy? What? What?
Kenny.
I mean, everything calm. The storm is raging, and Jesus speaks to the storm and tells the storm to pipe down, man. Cool out. Chill out, man.
Sleep over him.
Yeah. I mean, good Lord, I tried to sleep at the bottom of the boat. What manner of man is this? For he commanded even the wind and the water to obey him. Yes. Who else could do that but God, brothers?
That's it.
Nothing but God.
Nobody but God.
That's right.
Who else done tried? Anybody? Y'all know anybody done tried besides the wine on down on the corner there? I mean, he done tried a few little things like that, you know, but we know what provoked them.
Didn't work out for him.
No. But Jesus is God, brother. And whom do men say that I am? I say that he is God. Because only God can do the things that Christ was able to do.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
What about power over diseases, brother? The Bible tells us, Milton Crabb hold that Mark 1 there, 29.
Mark 1, 29, yeah,
30. He got power over diseases.
He said, "Forthwith, when they were come out of the synagogue, they entered into the house of Simon and Andrew."
Oh, boy.
"With James and John."
Okay.
"But Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever."
Got a fever.
"And anointed to tell him of her."
Yes.
Mm-hmm. "And he came and took her by the hand."
Lifted up.
"And lifted her up."
Yes.
"And immediately the fever left her, and she ministered unto them."
God knows.
Immediately.
He didn't even say nothing here.
Immediately.
He just showed up.
Presence. Wow. Just showed up, Kevin. Just the presence of the Lord told that fever that you was in the wrong place.
Time up.
The Lord come here to fellowship.
Yeah.
And there ain't no time for no sick folks.
Took her by the hand and lift her up. And it said immediately.
Immediately.
Right then.
Immediately.
Immediately.
Is that God? Is that the power of God?
Well, yeah. Tylenol usually take 2-3 days.
Maybe.
Motrin, if it works.
Yeah. That's right. Well, what about demonic spirit, brother? The Bible tells us God knows, and he still got power with demonic spirit. And I know it's a lot of people that
need to exercise.
Right. And my prayer is for some people that I know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Their minds are bad, brother.
Oh, yeah.
And it's got to be a demonic spirit.
Demonic spirit.
But Tony, grab hold that Mark 1 and tell us about Mark 1:32.
All right. It said, "And at even, when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased.
Oh.
And them that were possessed with devils."
Okay.
"And all the city was gathered together at the door. Mm-hmm. And he healed many that were sick of divers' diseases.
Many different diseases.
And cast out many devils.
Many devils. Many devils.
And suffered not the devils to speak.
Good Lord Almighty.
Because they knew him.
Oh, you mean the devil knows who Jesus is?
That's what the Bible says.
That's what it says.
The devil knows that he is God.
That's right.
They knew he was God.
Okay.
And they responded accordingly. The devil. The same one that got people thinking that there's no God.
Right.
These That's what are I was evolution about to say. People. Go ahead, Kevin.
I was just about to say that. The devil believed that Jesus exists and knows his power, but people say that he don't. Right.
That's something else. That's something else.
Right? That's double talk there. He's telling me not to believe what he believed.
Right.
He's telling me not to acknowledge God, but he acknowledged God.
But this same word we read, Pastor, they have access to it as well.
Sure.
They could see that the devil, just what we read, and suffer not the devils to speak because they knew him.
So they can read this too.
Absolutely.
And you mean educated people can read it?
Absolutely.
It's not decoded. I mean, coded. It's very plain.
Very plain.
If it's, what it say, if it's hid, who is it hid to?
Those that are lost.
Okay.
Whom the devil has blinded.
Okay.
Go ahead, Kevin.
When I read this, I also see that they know. They knew him, meaning they knew of his authority.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Because when it says they suffered not the devils to speak, don't you say nothing.
That's a thought.
Right, that's a thought. Don't you say nothing. And then the Bible say that they didn't because they knew him.
We know who this guy is. Let's chill out.
Yeah.
So Jesus walked up, look, don't say nothing, demon. Don't.
Yeah.
And they like, okay, I know
anybody. Like your child.
it not only shows that they know him, that he existed or believed him, they knew his authority. That's what I'm saying. Right.
And the devil know a child of God, too. Right?
Amen.
Yeah.
Paul, I know.
Okay. Right. I know.
Stephen, I know.
But who?
Okay.
Who is you?
So when we say we are believers in the Lord, the devil somehow know whether that's true.
He knows
that's
true.
Right. And the authority.
That's
that
right.
We have. And he knows the authority that we have.
Yeah,
that's right.
Amen. In other words, you can't just throw that name up there when you think it's convenient.
Yeah.
No.
You got it.
It ain't going to work like that.
It's a 24/7.
Y'all know how many people trying to live like that, though?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. No doubt about that.
You know what kind of whippings they get? you know, just when Pat started reading this off, you know, I was looking up here.
Right.
Now, okay. How can you control the wind and the waves and the storm and all this?
Okay.
Unless you created it.
Oh.
Okay.
That's right.
Hey, man. Okay. Man.
Yeah, that's deep.
Unless you created it.
Wow. Because we're going someplace else now.
Go ahead on, Kevin.
Because he told Nicodemus, nobody know where the wind go. Didn't he say that?
That's what he said.
Then he compared the Holy Spirit to the wind.
To the wind.
And the wind go to and from like it want to.
Uh-huh.
But yet, Jesus make it do what it do.
That's
okay. Okay.
So he revelation. Has to be God.
Boy, he has something. Got that's good. To be God.
That's good.
That's good. And brother, I don't have no college degree.
No.
Do y'all have one?
No.
Anybody here?
No. No, I bought my high school degree.
I'm trying to tell you, I looked out and got that.
But we can figure this out.
That's right.
Wonder why the educated can't figure this
flesh
out.
Flesh and blood has not revealed.
Oh, it's hid.
It's hid.
Okay.
It's hid. And the eyes have been blinded.
Blinded.
Oh boy! Only God can take the bandages off their eyes. Is that correct?
Amen.
But the Bible also he says Jesus is God because he had got power over death.
Over death.
Huh?
Over death.
Kevin, go ahead and grab hold of John 11, sir, and read that 43. Start at 43 then, read 43.
And when he thus had spoken, meaning Jesus, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth.
Come forth.
And he that was dead came forth,
bound
hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin.
Good Lord Almighty.
Jesus saith unto them,
loose him.
Now, these are the grave clothes he's talking to.
Go ahead.
Now. Loose him.
Loose him.
And let him go. He talking to the clothes.
That's
the clothes.
That's what it's
the grave clothes. I cannot depend on anything else.
That's
the
grave clothes.
That's God.
To
loose him. Turn him loose.
Get off the
loose.
That is what it says.
And let him go.
Let him go.
Y'all laughing, but that's what it said.
Well, didn't we say last week that C.S. Lewis said he either was who he say he is.
Okay.
Or he's a raving maniac lunatic.
Now, this ain't no story, right, Pastor? This ain't no story that somebody telling. It was witnesses standing there watching it.
That's
right.
And I'm quite sure they knew Lazarus was dead last week.
For 4 days.
Yeah.
He was stinking.
So that's a testimony. That ain't no just story. See?
Well, he said
we have witnesses for that.
But he said we have faith as a mustard seed. Mm-hmm. We could speak to the mountain.
Okay.
Brother, you think I could walk through this wall? Maybe. I mean, I'm a child of God. And I mean, I ought to be able to walk, tell that wall, I'm coming through. Jesus told the wall. Didn't he tell the wall, I'm coming through?
And it
opened up. He came on through then.
So far, Jesus talked to grave clothes.
Mm-hmm.
He talked to animals.
He talked to demons.
He talked to demons. Told and he talked up. To sheetrock.
Sheetrock.
He did. The sheetrock to move.
Amen. But
Bill had a good point.
Get out of the
how
way.
Can you do that unless you create a sheetrock?
I know. Right.
Okay, but I'm wondering why me and you being a child of God and I give you power.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that I can't tell that sheetrock to move over?
Do you ask a miss, Pastor? Why you ask it? Why you ask it to move over? You want to show somebody you can walk through it?
A party trick? Are you doing
a party trick? You a magician? Somebody pay to see this trick?
So that wouldn't be in line with scripture.
No.
Blessed are they who have not seen.
Not seen.
Amen.
But yet believe.
Amen.
So believe. Though one come back from the dead.
You still.
Okay.
So me walking through the sheetrock.
They still wouldn't
believe. Is not going to move people.
Not going to move.
I seen Chris Angel do that in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
I'm coming up with something.
They do it all the time in Hollywood.
Yeah, right.
I seen old Houdini film from the 40s where he did
that. I know. They do that on the Matrix.
So if the Lord allowed me to walk through the sheetrock, all it would do is stir up the money grabbers that want to do tricks and make money off
it. Take this on the road.
Take it on the road.
Man, you straight.
So it wouldn't serve salvation.
No, okay. Why? No. Because it's either hid or it's not. Either God opens your eyes, no matter how many magic you see.
That's right.
Or not.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Okay.
So only miracles that Jesus performed when he was here was those whom the Father instructed him to, those who would tend to authenticate his ministry.
Is that right?
Okay.
Right. That's right.
So I can't be free willing and dealing here because I'm a child of God. Is that what you're saying?
That's right.
Tell the storm don't come and all that.
That's what make this word of faith and new apostolic stuff so dangerous.
Dangerous.
They have gotten right back to that.
They can just do it at will.
Amen. But now also we know that Jesus is God because he's sovereign, y'all.
Amen.
Scripture tells us Jesus is sovereign.
Yeah, he's sovereign.
Mm-hmm. Find 1 Peter, Mill. Find
1 Peter 3:22.
1 Peter 3 and give me 22 there.
It said, who is gone into heaven.
Jesus.
And is on the right hand of God.
Yes.
Angels and authority and power being made subject unto him.
Angels.
And authority.
All power. All authorities. Mm-hmm. And power made what?
Subject unto him.
So, I mean, he's sovereign, though.
I mean,
well, that's a claim. That's a. Ooh,
that includes grave clothes.
Including grave clothes.
Yeah, that's right.
Boy, I tell you, he's sovereign over everything.
Everything.
We already read scriptures from the water, the wind, the sheetrock, the demons, the grave clothes. Everything obey him. But us.
Revelation 19 said he hath on him a vesture on his thigh, a name written King of Kings and Lord of all the Lords. He is the King of all kings. Lord of all lords.
Mm. Wow.
Mm.
Ain't that something? That's the title.
That's Jesus.
That's our Jesus. Okay. That's our God whom this world refuses to accept today.
Yeah.
Brother, somebody going to pay a cost for this ignorance. This is blatant ignorance here.
Okay.
You just put somebody putting a blinders on. Somebody just defying God and by not even accepting and believing.
Daring
God. That's what it amounts to, amen? But the Bible says he was God in God because he was sinless.
Sinless.
That's it right there.
That's the key.
That's the key. Okay, so what? So what, Pastor? You walk through sheetrock like Jesus did.
Okay.
This going to be the determiner. This going to be the determiner right here. It is. This is the determiner that separates him from everybody else. Right.
Okay. Amen. Mm-hmm. Let's read there. Look at 2 Corinthians, Tony. Find 2 Corinthians 5:21.
Okay.
Sinless. He's God. He's sinless.
All right. It says, for he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him.
Amen.
In him.
Amen.
No sin.
Not one sin.
Not the little white lie.
The prince of this world come, but he has nothing.
Nothing.
Brother, I wish I could say that.
Oh, boy.
He picked at me today, man. He picked at me today. I almost dropped my lunch today, man. He picked me today. He really did, you know. But I thank God that the Jesus I serve, though, he's there to intercede.
That's
okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Praise he's God. There. In he's our there. Time, we need it.
We need it.
We need it. Praise God, we need it. Ain't no doubt. What about Hebrews 4:15? What it says? Hebrews 4:15. Read that, Mill.
It said, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings or infirmities, our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin.
He can relate to you.
Without sin.
Yes, sir.
But yet without sin.
Yeah. Mm. Tempted like we were.
The most astounding thing is that he can live in us, in our spirits, which is inside here.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And yet not be contaminated with our sinless actions and
that's
so forth.
Right.
Ain't that amazing?
Full actions. Mm. Yeah.
But he in that holy, ain't he?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's our security, Pastor.
That's right.
Long as it's tapped into us and locked. They can't. That sin can't get to that either. We got that righteousness. It's secure
praise
with
God.
Us.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my.
Amen. Praise God, brother. I'm about to shout in here.
So, in other words, Tony, you saying that the enemy know how far he can go.
Absolutely.
He know what he can't get over on you.
That's absolutely
because he know who's in you.
Absolutely. Ain't got nothing to do with me now.
Okay.
He ain't scared of me at all.
No.
He don't fear me at all.
He ain't worried about you.
No.
He worried about what?
He had me on that thong too long to worry.
Who's in you?
Absolutely. Okay. That's the thing. That's my power.
Christ in you.
Amen. And the Lord don't encourage our falling in whatever
area.
Not at
all.
But a lot of times he allow that because, you know, we get cocky sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we think we don't arrive. And God shows us, you know, by moving his grace and let
them tap on us a little bit.
And then we can come back to our senses and say, Lord, I ain't arrived yet. I'm worse than I thought I was. I thought I would arrive.
I thought I was really growing
up in the Lord. But bam, there it is.
Okay, so
keep us humble, don't
you? In other words, what you're saying is, now Kevin, he done better.
Okay.
By getting to work on time.
That's okay.
But if God move his grace while he's speeding to work, then he'll get a ticket.
Ain't y'all fellas just so thankful that, you know, even in that case, sometimes when you know you ain't got no business where you at.
Okay.
And the Lord tell him, I see him.
Amen.
Don't touch him.
Praise
don't
God.
Bother him. I see what he doing.
Because
you know he'll keep telling on you.
Okay.
He's in training.
Okay.
He still got training wheels on
him. That's great. See, that's his grace.
That's great. Right. But Hebrews 7:26 said, for such an high priest became us who is holy.
Holy.
Harmless. Undefiled. Separate. From sinners, made higher than the heavens.
Separate from sinners.
You mean Jesus made higher than separate? That's what he said.
You mean that's not the Pope that they're talking about?
no, that ain't the Pope, brother. No.
The Cardinals, the Pope.
That ain't, no, no, no.
What happened? You said, can't touch this.
Yeah.
can't touch this.
Can't touch this.
Yeah, Pope or no Pope.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
That's no, none of the John Paul nothing.
A world of different, brother. A world of different. You know, but the Bible tells us very plainly that Jesus, he possesses all the authority of God. All mm-hmm. the authority of God. And, you know, Jesus said many times, true, verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you.
Mm-hmm.
And, brother, mm-hmm. he wasn't scratching his head when he said that. He wasn't apologizing. He never backstepped. When he said, verily, verily, it was so, my brother. Mm-hmm.
Pastor, I didn't thought about something. When, you know, God had other representatives he sent to speak for him.
Okay.
Even the Old Testament. And it always said in the Word of God, And the word of God came into, you know, the prophet Ezekiel, whoever it was, and the word of God came to him saying,
okay.
But Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto
Yes, Lord. Okay. Amen. So, but he never retracted on any statement.
No, he didn't apologize.
In Mark 13, he said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall what? By no means pass away.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if I say it, I don't have to apologize.
Okay.
I don't have to dress it up. I don't have to polish it. I don't have to retract it. I don't have to go back and restate it. Bam!
That's what it is.
Amen.
That is.
Yeah.
I mean, is that God? No.
That's him.
That's right.
Oh boy, never had to retract on any statement. But then also the signs and wonders that Jesus did, you know, brother, they tell us that he is God. Of course, this man did signs and wonders that nobody else could ever do or ever think of.
Okay,
doing.
Okay.
Just the sign part, the works.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because he said we'll do greater works, but he ain't talking about the miraculous
that's
thing,
right.
brother. You
that's
know,
right.
But a lot of them think that, you know. But he did a lot of things. Walking on the water, if you need to come in the sea like we see, feeding 5,000 people and raising Lazarus from the dead, calling disciples to catch all those fishes that we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Brother, I'm talking about that's God there.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
That ain't nobody but God. Amen?
You know, and that, when you said that, Pastor, it made me think about, you know, the disciples asked him, said, about the blind boy, said, who did sin?
Okay.
Him right. all his pain.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You know,
he was born blind.
Okay.
The Creator brought him in here blind.
Okay.
But the Creator.
For this day.
For this day.
On time. He wasn't a minute too early.
That's right.
A minute late.
He wasn't a minute too early or too late.
That's God.
Because the Creator had him there for a purpose.
Right. I must needs go through Samaria.
Okay.
I got an appointment.
Okay.
It was made over.
Okay.
4,000 years ago.
That's right. Okay.
That's right.
That time.
Amen. And it unfolds exactly at the moment. Oh, the woman is there on time.
On time.
He wasn't a minute late. He had to go talk to that woman.
Got to be God.
That's right.
Ain't this something, brother?
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, can y'all see this here?
Mm-hmm.
Don't that confirm our faith in God?
Wow. That's it.
But look here. Go to Exodus. I want y'all to see something. Go to Exodus 34.
Okay.
And Tony, you find Exodus 34 and read that for me, please.
Okay, Exodus 34.
Look at 34 and look at 14.
14, mm-hmm. All right. Okay. For thou shalt worship no other God.
Mm. Okay.
For the Lord. Capital LORD, whose name is jealous, is a jealous
God.
So you don't worship no other God.
No other God.
Was that God's word from the beginning?
Absolutely.
That's it.
Huh?
Absolutely.
Well, why did Thomas worship in my Lord and my God?
That's what he said.
Why did the angels?
Because he wasn't no other God.
Right. But that's a good question. If you don't supposed to, that's a good question. If you don't supposed to worship any other gods,
okay, right.
Then why did Thomas worship Jesus?
Because he knew he was God.
Amen. Okay. That's right.
Revelation.
Amen.
Revelation.
That's right. And not only Thomas, the angels worshiped him. Didn't the angels worship
him? Yes, they did.
The wise men came and worshiped him too, right?
That's right.
And we know about the woman that was an adulterous woman. She worshiped him. Amen.
Yeah.
Mary Magdalene, all the disciples. They worshiped him.
They worshiped
him. Why? Because they knew him to be who he said he
That's
was.
That's right.
God. Amen.
God.
Praise God. Because only God can be what? Look at Matthew 4:10 when Jesus was dealing with the devil there. Somebody grab over there. 4:10 there. Jesus dealing with
then
the devil.
Then said Jesus unto him.
What he said?
Get thee hence, Satan.
Go on.
For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God.
Oh, boy.
And him only shall thou serve.
Was he trying to tell the devil something?
Ooh, the devil.
What was he trying to tell the devil there, brother?
Get away from me.
I can't worship. The devil asked him to bow down and worship him.
That's right. Yeah.
The devil had just asked him with the temptation, asked him to bow down and worship him. I give you all this.
That's right. But only God is due worship.
The worship, that's right.
And that God is Jesus Christ himself.
Mm. Himself.
The devil had the audacity.
So you think, but you done arrived where he ain't going to come at you. He ain't going to bother you no more. You too far up the chain now.
No, I'm afraid that he's not afraid of us, brothers. Are y'all understanding what I'm saying?
All right.
Huh?
See, that seemed bold that Satan would do that. But when
he knew who he was, didn't he?
Right, but when he come in the form of God. When he come in the form of Joseph Smith, it don't seem so extreme then.
Okay.
When he come in the form of the Pope and Jim Jones, it don't seem so far off then. But if Satan himself does it, man, I wouldn't do that. But you do it to your car, though.
Yeah.
You do it to your job, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
So it's just the form in which Satan comes. It may not seem so extreme.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
To worship.
Right. Okay. That's right.
Yeah.
That's
right. Yeah. Okay.
But only God is due worship.
That's right.
And we only know that. God. Only God.
And that's wrong.
And that's why we worship God. We worship Jesus Christ every week, every day of our lives, because He is God. Amen. Absolutely. But only God can save a person, too. The Bible tells us that.
That's right.
Isaiah 43:11. Only God can do that.
Okay, 43:11. It said, even I am the Lord.
Oh, boy.
And beside me, there is no Savior.
No Savior.
You mean only God can save? Mm.
No Savior.
God. He said, beside him.
No
you, Savior. Beside him, you out of luck.
No,
I don't think nobody else can try to claim that with either.
No. See, that's it. He got that on lock.
Yeah.
Well, brother, I'm going to tell you something. He saved me.
Amen.
He did what I couldn't do.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
The psychiatrist couldn't do.
Okay.
The doctor couldn't do.
Did Johnny Walker Red?
Couldn't do it. No name series could do it.
Amen.
But the Lord saved me.
Absolutely.
And I know he got to be God. He said, I called on his name.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Lord Jesus, help me.
Okay.
He said, Lord, said, you have anything in my name?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that's a powerful name, though. Amen.
It is.
Well, look at Matthew 1:21 there. One of y'all grab hold of that there. Let's see what it says.
And she shall bring forth a son,
mm-hmm.
and thou shalt call his name Jesus.
What are you going to do?
For he shall save his people from their sins.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So now Isaiah said, the Lord said, I am the Lord,
I'm the
Yahweh,
Lord.
That's
Jehovah.
What God the Father said.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. And beside me, there is no Savior. But Jesus, when he comes.
He said he the what?
Savior. He gonna save his
people. That's right.
I mean,
from their sin.
Do you have to be a genius here, brothers?
That might be the problem.
that they are geniuses.
Too many geniuses.
Too many.
Seeking to be wise and become fools. That's what the Bible said. Amen. What a Titus. Find Titus 2 there, brother. What Titus 2
says? All right. Said, looking for that blessed hope.
Okay.
And the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, who?
Jesus Christ. He's a great God.
And our Savior.
And
Savior, Jesus Christ. So if only God can save, then according to Titus, Paul said, he is God.
You must have learned that in college, Pastor.
No, brother. I was studying neology when I learned that. I was on my knees.
Amen.
When God revealed that to me. Praise God. How many of y'all understand that?
Amen.
Amen. Now, God and Christ both claim to be creators, brothers, in the Bible, according to the Bible. Look at Isaiah 44:24. God and
44
Christ.
44:24.
Okay, read. See what
it says. Said the Lord, thy Redeemer.
And Lord, capital. Is that capital?
Lord, right? In capital.
That's Yahweh.
He said,
Jehovah. Go ahead, sir. Come on out.
He said, thus said the Lord, thy Redeemer.
Okay.
And he that formed thee from the womb.
Okay.
I am the Lord, capital.
I am the Lord.
That maketh all things.
Okay.
That stretcheth forth the heavens alone.
Alone.
By himself. No,
that spreadeth abroad the earth by himself.
By myself,
he said.
This is key to the evolution mentality.
Okay. Come on.
If you have any of them, if they have an evolution mentality,
yes.
Jesus is not the creator.
Okay.
If he is not the creator, he cannot be your savior.
He cannot be your savior.
How can he be your savior if being a savior means to make you a new creature? You cannot do it.
You don't believe the first creation.
How you gonna believe the second creation?
Oh man,
let's talk here, Dallas. Anybody with an evolution mentality?
Lord.
Yes. That wasn't the only time he said that, Pastor. And Isaiah, you know, he asked Job, where were you when I formed it? When I was hanging these stars and
okay. So that person was talking to Job according to John 1:3. He says all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So when he told Job, asked Job the question, where was you, Job, when I made the star of the heaven? Yeah. You mean that was Jesus?
That was him.
That's what he said.
That was him.
Say what?
Yeah. I got that in theology too, Pastor.
You got that one? What? Find Colossians for me. 1:16, please, sir. Colossians 1:16.
Colossians 1:16 said, for by him, were all things created that are in heaven, that are in the earth, visible.
Whether you see it or
invisible,
not.
Invisible. Whether they be thorns, or dominion, or principalities, or power.
All things
were created by him. And for him.
And what? See, that's the clincher, right?
For him.
For him.
Yes. Yeah. For his glory.
For him.
Amen.
For his praise. Huh? You mean we were created by God to praise, to glorify him?
For him.
Well, now, Pastor, you just went over, you said visible and invisible. That's the wind.
Yeah.
Can you see the wind? But they say he got power over
that.
You
can't see it.
Thrones, the demons, he got power over that. Dominions, wherever you at. Principalities. It said all things. Everything that was created.
Everything
that was created by him.
By him.
Well, Tony, I'm going to ask you a question. So you're very very articulate.
Here it come.
And very assuring in what you're saying. Now, that steak you ate last week, did you realize that was God's steak? He made that steak. Did you pause a minute and say, glory to God, I'm finna eat your steak, Lord. I do thank you.
Them cornflakes I ate today.
The cornflakes?
Yeah.
You praying God for the
cornflakes?
And they cold.
Yeah, the cornflakes.
They cold.
Yeah, that's right.
Brother, you fanatical, ain't you?
Yes, sir.
Yes, we are. In all things, give what?
Thanks.
That's right.
Knowledge.
Thank you, God.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Some people may not be understanding this ownership.
Help us then.
Of how everything is Christ and everything was created by Christ.
Okay.
Until you can say that I made something
absolutely
that ain't yours.
Don't start with nothing.
You start.
So you telling me? You telling me he made that Chevrolet car? Yes, he did.
Yes,
why?
Yes, he did.
What is it in that Chevrolet car that was yours?
That's right.
You see. I just want people to understand what the scripture mean by it ain't nothing that's created that wasn't created by him.
By him.
The atoms.
So instead of
the molecules, instead of everything. It was made by him.
Instead of giving Mr. Chevrolet all the accolades.
Henry Ford.
That's right.
And Steve Jobs. Huh? We got to give God because the material they used
is God's.
Okay.
Do you see that?
Oh, praise God. Well, what about the brain of the engineer?
Okay.
Oh, what about it?
What about his brain?
What did he do to make his own brain? when he can say, I made my brain,
but
then he can say it's his.
But his IQ is over 160.
That's because God gave it to him.
Amen.
Right. He gave him the brain that got it.
Some have more than others have.
Amen.
Hey, cut it out. Look.
Okay. What's that?
All things.
That sums it up.
All things were created by him. And
but some parents think because they laid down, that's my baby. This my child. I did this.
I produced this.
Don't they say it?
They say it.
Well, who child are you? Who produced you?
I know. It's God's child.
And then when we go all the way back, when we get through going through these many generations and get to Adam, then we're going to get to who created
God gives life. Until I can reach in my pocket.
Good Lord Almighty, Kevin. That's great.
And sprinkle some life on this blob.
Yes, yes.
It ain't mine.
It ain't yours.
You got to give God all the praise.
That's right.
Oh, boy. Will a man rob God?
Y'all can skip every science class in school now because you just heard.
Yeah. Story, really. Your story of life. Where babies come from? That's what we just...
So this nation and this world is guilty of robbing God of his glory.
Yes,
yes, okay. Yes, yes.
Yes, okay. Sir.
I mean, yes, big are. Time robbers. Yes, yes. And won't even tithe a tenth of what they...
the
rob.
Okay.
They robbed him already.
For using his stuff.
You one of them, huh?
God don't ask for no rental fees on his stuff, nothing.
So in other words, Kevin... Like the scripture said, the earth is the Lord.
Yes, sir.
And the fullness thereof.
And the fullness
thereof. They that dwell.
And they that dwell in it.
So all mean all.
Yeah. Okay, man. That's
we have a problem with this all thing.
Yeah, we have a problem. You must have went to college with Pastor.
We have a problem. But you all means just what it says, brother.
Just what it says.
All. And until we can recognize and realize that and begin to give God the accolades that God is due.
It's due.
Brother, we just setting ourselves up. For TKO. Yeah, amen.
We're seeing it, Pastor.
Yes.
We're seeing it
happen today in our society today. Huh? In our society today. Look at Hebrews 1:1-2. Read that for me. It's Hebrews 1:1-2.
God, who is sundry times,
many different
and
times.
In divers manners,
spake
in time past unto the fathers by the prophets.
He did.
Hath in these last days
spoken unto
us by his son. Whom he hath appointed heir of all things.
Okay.
By whom also... He made the worlds.
By whom?
The worlds.
Also, he made the what?
The worlds.
Praise God.
I worship.
Yeah.
Ain't you glad you worship the Creator? Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I'm so glad that I worship the Creator.
Yes, sir.
And I just cannot deny my Lord. I cannot deny him, brother. How many of y'all understand that?
Amen. Yes, just what? Saying.
Amen. And now, in the Old Testament, you know, many times, you know, people don't believe that Jesus appeared probably on this earth before the incarnation, before the manger scene there. But the Bible says the Lord, he appeared many times.
Okay.
Many times.
Mm-hmm.
As the angel of the Lord. And we know that angel is one that God sent. He's a messenger, more or less, is what he is, right?
Yeah.
And we believe Jesus was a messenger.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
God and a messenger. Exodus 3. Read 3, 2 through 6 for me. Kevin?
And the angel of the Lord appeared.
Now, that's calf now.
Capital A.
Yahweh, Jehovah, yes.
And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire.
To Moses, yes.
Out of the midst of a bush.
Right, and what?
And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire.
Lord have mercy.
And the bush was not consumed.
Miracle.
And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight.
Yes.
Why the bush is not burned.
Okay.
And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see.
Okay.
God called unto him out of the midst of the bush.
Okay.
And said,
Moses.
Moses.
Mm-hmm.
Moses.
Yes.
He being called, ain't he?
Right.
And he said, here I am.
Okay.
And he said, draw not nigh hither.
Uh-oh.
Put off thy shoes from off thy feet.
Respect me, man.
For the place whereon thou standest is holy ground.
Holy ground. Now, who is he, though, he says?
Moreover, he said,
I am
the God of thy father.
Oh, boy.
Your daddy.
Yes, I
am the God of Abraham.
Okay.
I am the God of Isaac.
Okay.
I am the God of Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
That's four folks right there that he the God of.
Amen.
And Moses hid his face.
Okay, right.
For he was afraid.
To what?
To look upon God.
The messenger, the angel of the Lord up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in 3:2 it says an angel, right?
Yeah. God himself appeared to Moses.
That's right.
In the bush.
Now,
a messenger. Christ was a messenger too. Is that what the Bible tells us?
That's right.
Didn't Christ come as a messenger?
Yeah.
He was a sent one. Amen. Yeah, this angel was sent to address Moses. This angel was God himself.
Now, whoa. The questions. Let me ask a question, though. We have 53 minutes, but we'll try to make this
real short.
Now, if Jesus
Yes.
Is created. He was made flesh.
Okay.
Then that means Jesus actually existed before he came to earth. That's what you're telling me? You're telling me that Jesus existed before he was born.
Yeah.
Well, if that's the case, that means he was eternal. And that would mean what?
He God.
Well, we right back where we started. I answered my own question.
You answered your own question.
Kevin, you ain't never tell me.
I'm so busy trying to show him up. I answered the whole question.
You ain't never tell me you went to that college Milton Pastor one too. You
must have
got there at that college
we,
too.
We went to the same college.
You answered your own question.
Amen.
You know that's good. That's good.
Yeah, that yes, does
Lord.
Mean that.
Yes, Lord. That's good. Yes, Lord. Hmm. But if you look at Judges, I like Judges 13, Manoah, Samson's mother here. She had a visitation from this angel. Mm. Right? The angel of the Lord. The Lord visited her. It says in 13:8, then Manoah entreated the Lord. She prayed then to the Lord. Caps again, Yahweh. Right. And said, oh, my Lord, let the man of God which thou didn't send come again. He's been there already, right? Come again to, and teach us what we shall do unto this child that shall be born. God done blessed her, right?
Yeah.
God hearkened to the voice of Manoah. And the angel of God came again unto the woman as she sat in the field, but Manoah, her husband, was not with her. God sent an angel, brother. And it reminds me of John 3:17 there. Mm-hmm. For God sent not his son in the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be what?
Saved.
Huh? Sent.
Sent
to answer prayers.
Right. I asked directed, them. Right.
And I'm gonna tell you what, Jesus was sent to answer a lot of prayers down here, brother. Mm-hmm. Because we need some help down here. Mm-hmm. We need some help right now.
Still do.
Thank God I know we need some help.
That's
though.
Right.
Some people don't know they need help. Look at Zechariah quick and we're gonna close out for get ready to close out for the day.
Zechariah 1:12.
Yeah, read that.
It said, then the angel of the Lord, capital LORD, answered and said, oh Lord of hosts.
Oh boy.
How long wilt thou not have mercy on Jerusalem and on the cities of Judah,
against
which thou hast had indignation these 70 years? 70 years.
And what happened?
And
there,
the
brother?
Lord answered the angel that talketh with me with good words and comfortable words. The Lord answered the angel that talked with me with good words and comfortable words.
Our God prays for us. Answer prayers and praise for us. Hebrews 7:25 said, wherefore he's able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to what?
Make intercession.
You mean Jesus is doing a lot of praying right now? You mean praying for us right now?
Can you imagine what it'd be like if he wasn't there? Looking at what we see today.
Good Lord, man. Kevin, let's sum it up, brother. God bless this great guy. Time go by fast when you're really having fun. True, amen. True. Kevin, let's reach out. Praise God. You know, we have discussed a lot of information here. And very pertinent to the lives of people that are going in the wrong direction right now. Let's reach out to them in the name of the Lord.
Well, you know, we're about witnessing here, and we've had a very deep discussion about evolution, and I've learned a lot. Last night, we talked about how evolution is the ground floor of all false teaching.
Yes. Okay.
Anything contrary to the gospel, evolution gets the blame.
Oh, boy.
The reason why is because with an evolution mentality, it erases the creative power that only God has.
Okay.
And therefore, if he's not creator, he's not God.
Okay.
Mm. Okay.
Yes. So as you go forth into this, as we're getting the spiritual love, the thermometers, checking people in their understanding, start there. Ask them about creation. Ask them about how do they feel about God being the creator.
Yes.
And if that evolution mentality creeps out, you know that they need the gospel.
Amen. Okay. Amen. Mill, God bless.
You know, like Kevin said, this evolution mentality, it's been embedded in our children and our teenagers.
From early ages.
From early age and many adults.
That's true.
And you know, them three words stuck with me last night.
I see. they hear today.
Listen.
Yes. Yes.
Study.
Yes.
And pray.
That's right.
Amen.
The fool has said in his heart, there's no God. Tony?
Hey man, well, we, you know, go ye therefore and okay. preach and teach the gospel. And we mm-hmm. have gave a valiant effort at that. Read mm-hmm. from the scripture.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
From the scripture. We've given many clear scripture on what thus says the Lord about this, about,
that's right.
about who the creator is and mm-hmm. who we must mm-hmm. answer to one day. So yes. I ask each and every listening ear out there, just soften your heart. Mm-hmm. Ask the Lord to soften your heart. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't yet accepted the fact that in the beginning God created,
amen.
Ask him to just to make it clear in your heart. And, mm-hmm. And this evolution thing has done enough damage. Let's amen. Start with our kids and teaching them the truth of God's word.
Amen. Amen. Father God, we worship you, Lord. We yes, praise Lord. You. We honor you, Lord. You're so worthy to be praised. Thank you for being our Lord and our God.
Thank
Father
yes,
God,
Lord.
Help us, Lord, to stand firmly upon your word in the midst of so much doubt, so much fear, and so mm-hmm. much antagonizing those who love the Lord. Father God, help us to stand, and when we're done, all still stand.
Yes.
Open the understanding of those, Lord, who are yet in darkness. And Father God, we'll give you all the praise,
all the glory.
In Jesus'
in
name
Jesus
we pray.
Name.
Amen.
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 Let us live to be.